Six is doing a great job of mixing up the exercises and keeping us on our toes with the conditioning. And typically for me, after the first week or so, I get acclimated to it, and my body doesn't really get so much sore anymore. I can tell that I'm making gains. But now I can tell that my body is actually getting broken down. I'm getting bigger, a lot bigger and stronger from his workouts.
So are you doing anything different than you did before?
Yeah, he's mixing up the exercises a lot. That's one thing. It's like we go 2 weeks, and you know, obviously we're still doing the base bench squat clean, but he'll mix it up. It'll be an incline or it'll be a front squat. He just got a lot of different variations for the exercises. It's really, really helping us out.
What's the schedule like?
We lift Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then we run Tuesday, Thursday, and it's all in the afternoon.
Okay. Put it in the morning?
It used to be in the morning. We used to always run in the morning. I know my first year here, it was 6 a.m. every day. And then I think Coach kind of saw where guys were struggling. You know, you're working out at 6 a.m. and you've been up till 3 studying for a test. It's going to affect your football and your academics. So he moved the weights to the afternoon 2 years ago. And this is the first offseason where we haven't had like a morning element to it all week, which has been – I'm not complaining. I mean, who likes to work out at 6 a.m.?
You got a good core coming back on the offensive line. Talk a little bit about what you see there.
Well, we've got a lot of guys that have played a lot of football. And in terms of depth, we've got – I mean, I feel like we could probably, I mean, just off the top of my head, I can think of 10 guys that we could put in, and they're starter caliber players. So I'm looking forward to next year and, you know, hopefully getting a rotation going and having guys and really being able to kind of keep the defense and wear them out just from how fresh we'll be able to be.
Do you know where you'll fit in exactly? No. Or is that going to be your turn this
spring? I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, I went from a guard to a tackle, back to a guard for a little bit, and then ended up at tackle. I mean, Jay's hurt, so I guess center might not be out of the equation, but I'm not sure. I mean, it's wherever they need me, so I'm pretty flexible about that.
What's it been like going up against Francis and Adam and those guys? Have they improved markedly?
Yeah, no, they're good, and you can see it in the weight room. I mean, Francis, I mean, he looks the part. I mean, he's every bit of 6'5", 6'6", and 300 pounds, and he carries it really well. And Adam, just the way he's put together, he looks like an NFL player with how big and tall and lean he is. I mean, I think he weighs like probably 290, but he looks 250. So, you know, a guy like that, I mean, once he starts putting weight on and getting stronger, he'll be a force on the field.
What's it been like, I guess, you guys won the bowl game finally, and has there been a marked difference in terms of what these off-season workouts have been like and kind of what the whole lead up into spring is?
Yeah, it's I mean, the biggest difference, obviously, is the plane ride home after the bowl game. And Coach
– doesn't want to murder everyone.
Coach will say hey to you when you get on the plane and stuff. So that's a little bit better. But, there's just an energy about the workouts. Everybody's excited. I mean, we beat USC, who was the preseason number one. And you end the season on a good note, gives you energy going into spring ball and really feeling good about next year.
I know, you know, you're willing to play anywhere on the line, but where do you think you're best suited? You know, where do you feel most comfortable, you know, tackle or guard?
Oh, well, you know, I feel like I started at guard for 2 years, and so in terms of knowing the technique and knowing the footwork and how to play the position, I feel comfortable from that aspect. But also at tackle, I feel like I like to think that I'm a decent athlete, and in terms of what we have to do with veering and scooping, I feel like I'm also an effective tackle. So it's just, you know, it's kind of a either or situation.
Have you seen enough of O'Reilly to get a feel about what he's going to be all about?
I think he's going to be good. I mean, it's one of those things. He walks in, he's a really big guy, and, you know, he's kind of a big, goofy, red-haired fella. And you see him, and you're kind of like, and you're, I mean, you're surprised, but I mean, you see him out there on the field. He is one of the quickest guys, especially for how big he is. I mean, and regardless of size, he's extremely quick. And one thing that you can always kind of – the strength coaches and Coach Seawalk always talks about when gauging an offensive lineman's ability is how they're able to bend their hips. And you see him in the squat rack. I mean, he sinks down there, and he gets lower than anybody. I mean, I think he's going to be a really good player.
What's the does Coach Seawalk having you guys studying any more pass protection schemes with Vad coming in and maybe Justin – getting a little more focused on that, or?
I mean, not so much. I mean, we typically, at least in practices and meetings, we always split it up half and half. Mm-hmm. So half of the individual period will be run block technique, then half of it will be pass block. So mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those things where Coach Seawalk does a great job preparing us for either situation. And one would assume that with Vad coming in, we might throw it a little bit more, but that's up to Coach Johnson to decide.
It seems like with the numbers, maybe tackle would be maybe where you'd need it the most, just in terms of you guys have a lot of guards like Thomas and Aaron and Shaq and those guys. So Would you have a problem if it's a three-man rotation, and do you care? Like,
no, I mean, I mean, it's about Georgia Tech, and it's about winning a championship. So if that means I'm playing tackle, guard, or center, I really don't care.
Does it feel like you've been here this long now?
It's weird. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking that I'm going into my last offseason, getting ready for my last season, and like thinking back to when I was a redshirt and when we won the ACC and went to the Orange Bowl. Like, it feels like it's been a long time, but then I'm like thinking back, and it really has gone by extremely quick.
You have another young player that's going to be vying for reps at the guard position, and Trey Braun. He seems like he's recovered now from his injuries and got some reps towards the end of the year. What do you see from him?
Oh, I think Trey will be a big contributor next year. I mean, he's one of the hardest working guys out there, and he's huge. I mean, he's 6'5", and he's 290 pounds, and he's big physical guy, and he's really good in the weight room, and his footwork's also is pretty solid. So I think he'll be a big contributor this year.
The other guy I would ask you about is Freddie. He's someone that a lot of people mentioned being maybe the heir apparent for Jay at center.
It's tough to say. I mean, I haven't really seen Freddie run our offense and kind of run our stuff. We'll find out in the spring. But in terms of being a big, strong, and athletic guy, he's one of the first ones that comes to mind on the offensive line. I mean, seeing him, he cleans probably 360 pounds, and he's just a big dude. And then when you see him out there running around, and he's one of the quickest guys, that's when you've got probably somebody that's going to be able to play a lot.
I know when Coach Six was at Vanderbilt, he organized guys into teams to help kind of foster competition. Has he done anything like that?
Yeah, we had a draft, I guess, last Sunday.
That's what we were tweeting about.
Yeah, that's what we were tweeting about. He had a draft, so we met up in the Letterman's Lounge the Sunday of Labor Day, or not Labor Day, Martin Luther King. And we had a draft, and he had it set up all nice, and we drafted teams based on the bowls. We got the four BCS games, and then the Cotton and the Chick-fil-A Bowl, and there's 12 guys or so on each team, and I think we're starting tomorrow. We've got like speed contest, 40-yard, 20-yard, and things like that to, I guess, kind of get some competitive going in the off season, and then we'll do things in the weight room to induce that as well.
Who's the number one pick? Jamia?
No, it was Broderick Snoddy.
Yep.
Broderick Snoddy.
200-meter track record.
Yeah, it was be, and he, I mean, he was consensus. I think that's who everybody wanted. But the way it was set up, each team had three captains, and then it was set up so there was it was basically like a roster. You had a quarterback, offensive line, defensive line, and you had to fill your position quota. And it was, so he kind of had an interest. So you couldn't just go in and I think Vad picked Snoddy number one overall, and he just got lucky because if he had a B back captain, then he wouldn't have been able to draft Snoddy. So so he got lucky there, but I won't hold it against him.
Was he the one who smoked Thomas earlier?
Yes. That was him. Yeah, he's smoking.
Who were the captains?
Let's see. For my team, it was myself, Lewis Young, and Drummond, and then I know Jamia, Too Tall, and Bino, I think, were on a team. And it's pretty much all the seniors. And then it was all the seniors, I believe. And then I know Shaq was a captain. And then some of the juniors, pretty much a lot of the guys. Most of the guys, took most of the snaps last year were picking.
Did you have, a draft board that you put together?
I took it real seriously. Oh, yeah, I took it real. I mean, I got in there an hour before, and then I had my booklet ready, and I was like, okay, if this happens, and that's where we're going. I took it extremely seriously. Uh-huh. I was doing some, Mel Kiper breakdowns.
So who was the last pick?
No comment, but he's on my team.
So were all the guys there getting picked? Or
No. It was just the captains were there, and then just kind of calling them off. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Dodgeball over.
Thanks,
all
yeah,
over
you're then. Welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks, Will.
I wonder something about recruiting.